It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Hundreds of migrants continue to arrive in New York City every day. As discussions about how the city should handle the situation reach a fever pitch, WNYC's Catalina Gonella set out to get a better sense of what people arriving here are going through.
I met Ana Arieta 2 days after her arrival in New York City. She was standing outside a Manhattan nonprofit that gives out free clothes to migrants. It was so busy that day that she and her family were turned away. But they were still in good spirits, mostly relieved to have reached the city.
No sé cómo explicarte. Es una sensación de paz, como de alivio, de gracias a Dios, porque después de la tempestad, como que ya está empezando a llegar la calma.
Originally from Colombia, Arieta endured a dangerous journey through Mexico with her partner, Gino Cifuentes, and their 4-year-old son. For now, the city is housing them at a hotel. Walking through Times Square, Cifuentes said he understands the sentiment behind New York's iconic catchphrase.
Ya entiendo el letrerito por todo lado de I love New York.
The couple says they hope to find work of any kind and legally, and to sprout roots in the city. 35-year-old Ricardo Mafla has been living in the city for almost 3 weeks. I met him outside a Queens Public Library branch. He's also looking for work so he can send money to his family back home. Mafla was at the library for a free clinic held by the New York Immigration Coalition. Demand for legal services has outpaced resources available in the city. Mafla was grateful for the opportunity to speak to an attorney about his case.
Se siente bien, es una buena experiencia porque pues uno llega a un país que no conoce, sí. Y que le brinden ayuda o que le asesoren para ir a otro lugar, para buscar ayuda, para hacernos un poco más fácil la vida.
He says he escaped gang violence in Colombia and is trying to seek asylum here. The first word he learned to say in English was welcome, and he says he's feeling that here.
La única de welcome pues, es la que me identifica ahorita porque pues, esta ciudad me ha dado la bienvenida igual. Y es difícil llegar acá, no es fácil.
Finding work was a through line in all my conversations with newly arrived migrants. Both city and state officials, from members of Congress to the mayor and governor, have been pleading with Washington to expedite work permits. Back in Manhattan, Cesar Augusto Abril says he still hasn't received his work permit. He's from Venezuela and has been in the city for 5 months. Him and his family are staying at the Watson Hotel in Hell's Kitchen. It's one of the many hotels where the city is housing migrant families. Abril told me he's been able to make some money delivering food.
Bien cómodo, sí, porque todo depende de uno, pues.
And he's not alone. The bike racks in front of the Watson Hotel are brimming with e-bikes. Many dads staying there have also turned to food delivery to make ends meet. As far as picking up English, Abril says so far he's learned to say a number of pleasantries.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Patricia Cuachambosa is also staying at the Watson Hotel. She arrived here from Ecuador about a month ago. Cuachambosa says navigating the city and finding work has been much more difficult than she expected, especially without speaking English.
Sí, pero la verdad es tan duro encontrar un trabajo, una que no sabemos hablar inglés es el problema más grande.
But she says she's working on it.
With money.
Good morning.
So far, she's relied on the goodwill of strangers to get around. She says she looks forward to one day cooking rice in a home of her own. For Omar Isaiah, home is currently a hotel not far from the Watson, where the city is housing single migrant men. Isaiah first entered the U.S. after leaving Venezuela 2 years ago, but he came to New York just 6 months ago. Since first getting here, Isaiah says he cycled through a number of living situations as the city shuffled him around from shelter to shelter. He still remembers the first phrase he learned in English during that time.
I want to take a shower.
Unlike some of the latest arrivals, Isaiah has work authorization. It's the highly coveted documentation that other asylum seekers and migrants are hoping to get that allows them to work on the books. Isaiah's first job in the city was as a dishwasher. Now he's taking a home health aid course at a professional development school in Manhattan. He hopes to get a job and save up enough money to leave the shelter system and to provide for his family.
Vivir, eso es lo único que queremos todos los venezolanos que estamos acá, vivir y buscar un poco más la independencia.
Independencia, or independence. That was another common thread that came up in these conversations. Migrants said they didn't want to be a carga al Estado, a burden to the state, for too long. Catalina Gonella, WNYC News.